Welcome to Off the Rails.
Woo!
Whoa! Oh, God.
That one hurt.
That one definitely peaked.
Peaked a bit.
That one definitely peaked. Well, another episode.
So how the fuck are you?
Oh, I mean...
Did you slam that down and it didn't foam?
Listen, man, if I can do one thing, it's handle a beer.
No, I was just making sure it didn't foam. Like, that's all I was
Never.
Saying.
I think that only works in bottles.
You gotta get more centered.
I mean, still, it's any of the thing.
I think it's just bottles. I think it only works in bottles.
Just be bottles.
It probably, it's probably a specific brand too.
No, it's
no,
all beers.
I think
it
only works in bottles.
I couldn't get it to do on Modelo's.
I've done it like with a ton of Modelo's. It's like that's usually what I drink when I'm at the lake, so that's what I usually do it with.
You don't like Modelo's.
I'm not a big fan, no.
Do you like Coronas though?
Yeah.
You don't like Modelo's? It's too skunky.
Yeah,
I like the skunk.
I feel
honestly,
like there's a huge difference between like
a Modelo
and Modelo.
Well, is it a Modelo Negro or a Modelo Especial?
Especial.
They're both a light cerveza. It's just the Corona is like an Americanized. It's like more lagery than
it's,
you.
It's,
but
yeah,
the skunkiness is still there to Corona. But in a Modelo Especial, the gold bottles, like those are.
It's just yeah, it's too skunky for me.
But the Modelo Negro, I can't drink. It's too much for me. That's not my.
Is
style.
It like a dark?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like dark.
Did you ever try a thing called Dragon's Milk?
Beers. I just want to specify that I meant beers.
I wish yeah. Someone else was editing so he could be like, cut out where he says beers. Just leave it out of context.
I don't like darks.
I'll pay you editors.
Like
but like high in your volume.
Yeah,
go
on with what you're saying. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
Yeah, have you tried a drink called Dragon's Milk?
No.
It's
like
a,
straight from the tea? Or
anything that has alcohol with a name milk involved with it, I really don't want to drink.
It's a malt. Do you know what it is?
No. I was going to bring up another alcohol, but...
It's a malt done. Something. It's kind of like a... It comes in a six-pack. But it like each bottle has like 18% alcohol in it. So if you can stomach it, if you drink one, you're like, whoa.
So last year when I went to Alabama, we bought this beer that we wanted to drink, and then we just never got around to it. We ended up staying
so
at the bar for so long that we just... By the time we came back home or back to the hotel, like, we did not want to drink it anymore. And so when we were in Florida, we were like, we are finding this beer and we're trying it. It's called Unicorn Farts.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
They're not, it's like a, it tastes like a sweet tart.
That's interesting.
There's an Amber Alert. Yep, you got it too. But there's glitter in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that healthy?
Did you have glitter poops?
I don't know.
You didn't have glitter poops?
No, I was really disappointed. I was hoping it would.
You really?
That's
a kid's get down in there.
Like,
and, like
I drank
into
two
it?
Of them. There
uh-huh.
was four, it was a four pack. I shared it with two of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I took two.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was really hoping to get some
glitter poops.
Poop.
Ah, didn't happen. And why don't we just get you some like edible glitter? I just,
do you know
like,
that's
you
a
eat
toy
whole thing.
Called glitter poops?
What are
there was a video I saw that was absurd children's toys. It's one. It's literally like a unicorn or like a person, and when you like you put this concoction in them and they either puke or they poop and you squeeze them, it's glittery, it's a kid's toy.
Oh, baby born surprise magic potty surprise doll blue eyes with 30 plus magical surprises.
Maybe poop or puke. It's fascinating.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
There's glitter. Okay, here's $10.69. I can order a package of glitter capsules. It's called Shit the Glitter. Unicorn
really?
Poop, limited edition.
This is for children.
No, this is for, I mean, I imagine it's for anybody.
Just whoever wants it.
There's only five left in stock.
Oh, you should get them.
I can't.
No, don't do it right now.
I can't spend any
money. Do you know how much those will be worth in 10 years?
I've gotten in a lot of trouble for spending too
so,
much money.
So. A few years ago, I can't remember what it was, some like internet fashion company thing, but they made these capsules that
make you glitter.
you could put in your hoo-ha.
It gives you jazz hands.
And you would have glitter vagina.
Is that a medical term?
No. You would have a glittery vagina because you would put this capsule in there.
I'm just imagining like the way you put like a capsule in the water and makes a dinosaur.
Dinosaur. You got a stegosaurus in your hoo-ha.
Like, you put it in, and like 30 minutes later, you're like,
no.
And here's a stegosaurus.
Real magic.
For
$9.99,
you can get the glittery pussy pill. It'll make you glisten.
But no, like, it was a real thing for a while. Like, you could, like, because, you know, girls get wet, all that stuff.
And they want to have a party.
It was glitter.
Celebration.
And I thought it was neat, but I don't know if I would have. Me and my partner at the time were like talking about getting it, but at the end of it, we're just like, that's not the most safest sounding thing.
And like, what's the cleanup process?
Douche.
I feel like you need like a couple, like, cause the like glitter.
It's like bio. It's like edible glitter, like biodegradable glitter. It's like.
Like edible underwear.
That'd be weird though. Like you go down. I feel like and you that's come like back a up yeast and your face is glitter.
I feel like it's just asking for a yeast infection.
Tit glitter on your face.
But no, it was like, a real thing.
But just white girl hoo ha.
That'd be weird. I don't know if I could do that and my wife take me seriously. I come just glitter.
Come out, you got glitter face, glitter mustache, and your beard.
But would you take it that seriously if there's already glitter down there?
No, I'd probably giggle because I'm like a child. Like,
I'd probably be like
I'm not even kidding. A fart still makes me laugh.
I mean, farts are funny.
Is that brain trauma talking?
The word poop makes me want to laugh.
Like, poop's a funny word.
Hell, when you guys say the word absurd, I giggle.
Yeah, every time. Just like, oh man, he's talking about the podcast.
The reason the word poops,
but he's not.
When you say the word poop, your mouth does what your butthole does when it poops.
I know. I think I told you that.
You might have. Nice. Seems like a bad enough joke that you would tell me that.
I think that was literally one of my like intros to a show. Good. And then you went poo. Oh yeah, we said the longer you go is like the longer the poop you have. Yeah,
you can stick your tongue out or eat it like a Reese's or Hershey's. And then you poke it back in. It's just
my
a
tongue
teaser.
Is the poop.
Yeah, it's just a movie trailer. It's a little teaser. It's a
I'm sorry, guys.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
We have literally degraded to pee.
You know, don't just apologize to me. Apologize to the fine folks at home.
Sorry, fine folks.
Sorry. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, us that are going to watch the video and then put a like on it.
Oh, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that?
I
like it.
I only watch our YouTube videos like rarely.
I only watch them. I only watch them to grab content off of them to post on social media.
Because I generally just listen to the podcast.
Which I don't know why I don't just do that in Premiere and then send it to my phone. But
I always leave a like because I like the video.
He likes it.
I thought you didn't listen.
I do for the first like 5-10 seconds.
Oh, good.
5-10 seconds.
Listen, I was in the video. I know I liked the video. I was there.
That's fair. But I actually...
Grandpa, what do you mean you liked World War II? Like, you didn't even watch the movie. I was there.
I mean, I listened to the full episode on Apple Podcast.
I just, like... I don't like listening to myself. I have so many critiques of myself.
Well, I just kind of blocked that out, like...
Yeah, my brain doesn't. My brain.
I listen to it as if it's not me, which is weird to do. I don't know if anyone else has that ability to do that, but
I'm sure people.
I'm like, oh, that's just. I'm just listening to a podcast. Like, I'm not the creator of this thing.
No, I am.
And then when I'm done, I'm like, that was good.
Whoever made that deserves a gold star.
The guy who produces and edits this thing, fantastic. No, he sucks at editing. Really.
Also, look at the talent you're dealing with. You got a guy who never is close enough to the mic. And then a guy that sounds like he got his vocal cords bit by a honey badger.
It's close, yeah.
So, we're both just like, fuck.
I'm a pretty good editor.
If your shit ever works.
He doesn't have a monitor right now. He can't even edit.
Even before, his computer would crash every time he tried to use it.
It doesn't like Adobe. honestly. I can do Photoshop, but when I try to do Premiere, it's like...
Which is so weird, because I was the opposite. Every time I tried to use Photoshop, it would crash, but every time I used Premiere, it was fine.
Yeah, something about Premiere, my computer's just like, I don't know what to do with this.
Do you need to uninstall it or reinstall it?
I've done that so many times.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know what to tell you. By the way, you could probably start paying less a month for it. We only need Premiere.
Yeah.
And Photoshop.
And Photoshop.
That's it. That's the only two.
Audition was good before we figured out the audio, but now that we got the audio figured out...
I might keep Anime just so I can play with it later.
Yeah, I would like you to get good at that.
Man, I need internet so I can actually connect to it and update it.
Don't you have it now?
No. I mean, I got my phone. I can do that.
That's good enough.
Until I hit 30 gigs, yeah.
Yeah. But, you use internet a lot, though. Yeah. Oh, just for the mobile hotspot, you should be fine, though.
I mean, yeah, it's only 30 gigs.
Yeah, well, I know, but gaming doesn't use a whole lot of internet.
No, but you have to think of everything that has to update.
Yeah,
that's true. Big updates are in anything nowadays.
Especially Call of Duty. Oh, my God.
Adobe has massive updates as well.
I never noticed my internet so fast. It's just done. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, Photoshop needs an update. Oh, we're done already.
My computer hasn't been...
When you're sitting at 125 megabyte per second download speed, it goes by real quick. I downloaded... Okay, so I went onto my Xbox Game Pass, and I think I downloaded 7 games, and they were done before the end of the night. All 7 of them. And they were all like 50 gigs or more. I even moved because I started running out of space on my external hard drive. I moved Warzone and Battlefield 4 to my internal, and still had it all done by the end of the night. And I started at like 4:30.
I tried to update Google, and then after 6 hours, it had an internet fail, and then...
Oh, God. I swear, you have like the worst luck when it comes to like computers or internet.
Maybe you just flip that sentence as, you have the worst luck.
Yeah.
I'm like 3 degrees of luck away.
I feel like some of that luck, though, you kind of bring on yourself.
In what way? I mean, some, maybe a couple of things, but most things
not. That's what I'm saying, some. Not all. I'm not just some.
No, but when you look at the wide variety of things that, like... just happened.
Let's take, for instance, like, today. Your bad luck of the truck. You could have left way before that truck ever got there.
Could have been irresponsible.
Why?
But not really.
Because nobody else is trained to do the truck.
You put the stuff away. It's not that hard.
And I mean,
they know where it all comes from, so they know where to put it.
No, they don't.
They have to restock things, right?
I mean, every different person has to stock a different thing, so not everybody knows where everything is.
Okay, then they ask a question. Hey, where does this go?
Well, that's kind of hard to do when you have like 15 people ringing in.
I mean, that's their job.
Well, I mean, it's actually not. It's literally my job description.
But if it's past your shift, like, you should not have to stay and wait if you've worked your shift.
I mean, half my job description is to do
and
the
truck. I mean, yeah, but that's also everyone else's. When I was an assistant manager, we didn't have a stock boy. We didn't have a, oh, hey, you put away the truck.
Well, no, my wage is specifically put into the fact that I unload the delivery trucks.
I mean, that's fine, but when it shows up at 11 a.m. and you were supposed to be gone by like
9? 11:55 a.m. I was supposed to be gone at 10, yeah.
Yeah, that's not really your problem anymore.
I wanted it done. I wanted it done right.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying. That's the luck you bring on yourself.
I mean, regardless, I would still have to open tomorrow and then fix all of it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
But at that point in time, you're just not having faith in other people's doing their job.
Well, that's because literally any time I haven't been there to do the truck, because no one else is trained to do the truck. So if I don't do it, then it's just people just throw things everywhere. And I've seen situations where things are just horrible.
But here's the problem.
People just leave out food on the ground because they don't know where it goes and they won't ask.
But here's the problem is they're never going to learn if they don't have to do it.
They're also, it's literally not their job description to do it. I was given a pay increase to specifically do the truck when it gets there.
Were you also told, hey, if it's late, you still have to stay way past? Okay, well, then that's your job.
Yeah.
You never told me that.
Yeah, from the first day that it was late before, they were just like, well, yeah, I mean, you do the truck if the truck is late.
So they pay you to sit around and wait for the truck to get there?
I keep working.
But is that your job description?
I would have to drive home like 40, 45 minutes and then drive back. It's like that would be less cost efficient than me just working. And I would get less tired because I would be too sedentary in the middle time anyways. So I'd rather keep myself moving so I don't just get tired by the time the truck actually gets there. And why not just make money in between? I mean, I would have, again, it's my job description to do the delivery truck. So if I would have left at 10, I would have drove 40 minutes at 10:40. I'd be home. And then, like, by 10:50, the truck would have gotten there. And then I'd have to drive 40 minutes back. And that food would have just been sitting there on the floor for 40 minutes. 11:50. Well, yeah, 11:50. And then I'd have to start driving back.
Yeah.
So I'd have, like, barely over an hour. And, yeah, that's much less worth it for 80 minutes of driving to 90 minutes.
Okay.
It's really not worth it. And, again, I mean, we have people out for COVID. We have people out because they just suck and don't want to do their job.
I'm just a firm believer of, like, my schedule says, hey, I'm out by 10. If it's not here by then, that's not my problem anymore.
Well, I like to keep things efficient. I like to keep the store running.
Well, I mean, I get that. People. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, with the luck, that's your doing.
Oh, I mean, on work-related things,
I'm a firm believer of not my job, not my problem.
I am a firm believer of if I can help, I should. So that's something we don't agree on.
That's, I mean, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, it's not wrong with that. Yeah. Okay. It's completely just different mindsets.
Yeah. I feel
like... I'm very much the person that, like, if I can find a way to help, I'll do it if it like costs me.
I mean, I get it if they're like busy. Yeah, I mean, I've.
I mean, we've been slammed nonstop.
Like, I've done that job. I've done your job before. Like, I've been there. I've done all that. Like, yeah, if you're busy, you don't leave yet. Like, that's just how it is. Like, you don't even think about asking if you can leave yet.
Exactly, and that's. I mean, I didn't.
Because that's like the biggest dick move ever. Is like when they're like slammed. Like. Yeah, I was supposed to leave like 10 minutes ago. Can I go? Like, that's a dick move.
Yeah, that's kind of been the whole thing because we lost a lot of people just because they got too stressed out and they quit. And then some people just were like...
But, I mean, how busy were you really that you were sending me snaps about truck still isn't here yet?
That part, I wasn't busy at all.
I was going to say, you were sitting outside without a Sonic shirt on saying...
Oh, no. No, I was wearing a Sonic shirt.
Were you?
Yeah, it's a long sleeve.
What in the world is wrong with you? Why would you wear a long sleeve?
It's comfy.
It's summertime.
Okay, so I have a thing where like...
I can't.
The short sleeve shirts I have, even though they're small, the sleeves go down to here, and it annoys me when they like catch onto my arm. I try to extend it and like grab onto my arm.
Cut it.
I'm not cutting my
arm. Go sleeveless.
Shirts. I just look straight. I mean, can't do that.
Be that guy. Just cut the sleeves off.
I can't. That's not a thing.
All the way down to the hips.
Be like, hey, it still says Sonic on it. Let's work.
Actually, we were getting like slaughtered. Like every 10 minutes, we'd get like a shit ton of orders coming.
Every time I go through there, I'm always like, I should stop and get something to eat. But then I never do.
You shouldn't. It's not worth it. They're bumping up their prices now because of inflation, allegedly.
I mean, there is inflation.
There is, but I don't think that's why they're bumping
the,
up their...
The air quote no, allegedly is the a real thing.
The allegedly was based off of the reason they're doing it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're doing it because of inflation.
What you call inflation going
they're,
on.
They're not doing it because they're afraid of, like, they're not going to get profits.
Well, yeah, that's a corporate company for you. Like,
yeah, exactly. They're not.
We raised all our prices.
They're
on
already
air,
making
air pumps.
A lot of profits.
It's $2 to start an air pump now. Like,
fuck that.
Yeah,
I'll drive on the rim.
Like,
drive on the rim.
I mean, I guess if I'm desperate, yeah, but if my tire's a little low, I'm going to move on a free air pump.
I've been so happy.
Nothing against my company. I love you guys. Thanks for paying me.
I've been really, is steep. Ever since they started doing the construction on 88, I've been really enjoying going down like old 88. It's been such a nice drive. It's so relaxing.
I don't think my collection manager listens to this, but I was ready to quit today.
He's ready to
quit
today.
Oh, yeah, you were talking
ready
about
to quit.
It.
He's ready to turn it in. You want to talk about it, big guy?
No. I will when we're done.
Okay.
I don't want to put it out there. But I was ready to walk out. I was ready to just drop off my stuff and go home.
We've all been there. It's been happening a lot more to me recently where I'm just like, do I really want to keep doing this shitty retail job?
Yeah. I was really.
Again, I love the job.
I mean, I literally have a job I could go get right now if I wanted it. It'd be back in pest control, but do it. I know this guy literally asks he sprays Simple Simons and he's always like, what's it going to take for your husband to work for me?
Does he care if you smoke weed?
I don't think so.
Cameron doesn't really like to smoke weed that much.
I'm not saying if you need somebody.
I mean, yeah, I could tell him.
Yeah. Well, Where are they at?
Here.
In Inola?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't.
But you'd get a company vehicle.
We'd get a company vehicle. We'd have to probably... No, we may not have to change the podcast hours for that.
Probably not.
Well, what'd you get for base pay?
I don't remember. I think he said 12.
For a company vehicle.
Maybe it was a little bit more. I don't know.
Ooh, I was gonna say, because I'm about to be... I'm going to be at 12.
Pest control's easy, dude. So easy.
Walk and spray.
The only thing that sucks is termite treatments. And that's not even bad.
What do you do for it?
Drill into concrete and dig a trench.
Oh. That's
no. It's just a long process. That's all it is. I mean, it's not horrible. When it's hot, it kind of sucks, but any other time of the year, it's like gravy.
See, I'm just really trying to get into, like, more physical things. Like, I love just...
I think he wants me because he knows I know...
Like what
to
doing.
Do? Like I've already had that.
Doesn't have to train a new guy. Just be like, oh yeah, just come on.
Yeah, exactly. But he every time he's like, what is it going to take for your husband? And it's sounding better and better as the days go on.
Yeah, but you left for a reason, didn't you?
I left that place for a reason. This is a different company.
Yeah, a completely different company.
All right. I mean, it's an option on the table.
Yeah, it's always. Yeah, I think it will always be an option on the table. Like that's what I love about it right now.
But
like,
don't take it for granted though, because maybe
no, I'm not.
The day that you
I'm
want
not.
It, it's not going to be there. Make your decisions while they last.
I mean, I wouldn't mind staying around here and not working till.
Yeah.
Like I could probably get up at 8 o'clock every day and go to work and be home by 5.
Mm. It's pretty all right.
Yeah. Right now. I mean, I got home at 3:45 today, but I also left at 5:45, so.
I felt personally attacked because I don't remember who I was listening to, but they were talking about how people who wake up at like 3, oh, it was Mark Maron who was talking about how people who wake up at like 2 or 3 in the morning are psychopaths.
Sounds about right.
I think it's such a nice time to be awake. It's so peaceful.
It sounds like a nice time to be asleep.
And if you can just hold your energy long enough, like it's so... It's like it's really peaceful to like wake up first thing in the day, like the sun hasn't even thought about coming up yet, and just making it all the
I
way
love
to the sunset.
Leaving right as the sun's coming up.
So I usually wake up like 5:36.
That's about what time I usually
like,
get up and leave.
I like
sometimes 6:30.
I love driving like when I know that there's going to be almost nobody. But
I hate
on the street.
When I have to do like Tulsa routes because I can't leave until 7:30 in the morning. It's during nice
traffic.
To be able to sleep in a little bit, but then I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm so far behind already, mm-hmm. even though I'm not. Because I literally can't start until 8, but because normally, like, it's like an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to my first stop.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I'm behind because I'm leaving at 6, getting there by 8. But if I leave at 7:30, I'm like, man, I don't want to do this today. Like, I'm so sluggish. Luckily, my Tulsa route Wednesday starts in Vinita, so I can get up early and drive out there.
Yeah, it's about 45 minute to an hour drive away from here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's one we have a wait, like, I don't have to wait till 8 o'clock to get in, so
oh,
I can get
good.
There at 7 and then work my way. I think I have, like, Salina, Pryor, Claremore, and then into Tulsa,
yeah,
so I can, like, work my way back.
Work right down Highway 82 and then come up.
Mm-hmm.
Turnpike right there.
Yep. Go to Vinita, go to Salina, go into Pryor, Claremore, boom.
And to all you people outside Pryor, of Oklahoma.
Salina. Well, no, if I have to go to Claremore after Pryor, there's...
Vinita, Pryor.
You want to go Vinita, Salina, Pryor, Claremore. That way you just make a line.
True.
I don't...
But somehow I'm not in charge of the scheduling. I don't know.
Hmm. Damn.
Because the way it has it set up is me go to Pryor, Vinita, Salina, Claremore. Which makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hey, I mean...
You're getting paid for it.
The company... The company's high-tech scheduling... computer is making the most optimized routes.
Mm-hmm.
Optimize
yeah.
my ass.
That's how it is at Lowe's. It's ridiculous on delivery. Like, I've gone on delivery where I've gone to, like, Ooliga, Pryor, Vinita, Claremore, Salina, like, Pryor again, and then, like, out to, like, almost Skytook, and we're just like, what the fuck?
When I first did pest control, I had to, like, there was, like, three girls in the office, like, doing the scheduling. And I had to just, like, at the end of the day, I'd have to come in and be like, listen, we need to rework everything. You need to call back everyone and change the order. Because it would be, like, I'd go to Blanchard, which is like just south of Oklahoma City, then go up to like basically they had me like zigzagging all of southern Oklahoma and then coming back. And I'm like, there's a perfectly like circular route that I can make before I come back. And they do like the closest location first and then finish at the farthest location and then drive back. I'm like, start me in the farthest one and have me work my way back. That's the smartest way to do it. Why would you have me finishing at 4 p.m.?
The farthest away I can be.
When I'm 3.5 hours from home,
so
to keep as opposed to finishing an hour and a half away at 4 p.m.
So dumb.
Yeah, exactly. So dumb. Exactly. Blech. And I have to be like, guys, we got to reverse everything.
Yeah.
So no, call everyone, tell them it's...
Change it. We're changing everything.
We're switching everything. I'm calling an audible.
Just making sure you stay in line.
And sometimes like, oh, they didn't answer, so we have to leave it the way it is. I'm like, great. I love working from 4 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. That sounds fun.
I'm down for that.
And then they'd be like, oh, well, you're getting into overtime. Why are you working so much? Because you guys suck at scheduling. Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked at maps ever in your life?
Look at a map. Map.
Yeah, a map. Like,
just Google Map.
Not even maps. Just Google Map.
Yeah. Like, it's not hard. It got quiet. We had a really good conversation, and then it just got quiet.
No, it happens. It sucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a good conversation. But I also think that's probably a good time to...
say fuck you to the audience.
Pretty much.
Fuck you, audience.
We're at 28 minutes.
Perfect.
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 Okay.
You heard it here, folks.
20 Perfect. To 30 minutes.
Fuck you.
Perfect.
I don't think saying fuck you to our audience is really smart.
Hey, makes audience, fuck you.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, it makes you feel
said it
good,
too.
Actually.
When?
In the intro.
Yeah, fuck you.
When?
Yeah, fuck you.
When?
Right now. Fuck you.
No, when did I say that?
No, it was where the fuck have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I'm not telling them to fuck themselves.
You just said it.
No, we didn't say fuck themselves.
I said I'm not telling them.
No.
To.
Yeah, I'm not telling them that.
We didn't say go fuck yourselves. We said fuck you. To the audience.
Until next week.